Welcome to Behind the Story, a program where we take you straight to the source. In this episode, we'll visit Waco ISD's two multi-district magnet schools, the Greater Waco Advanced Manufacturing Academy and the Greater Waco Advanced Healthcare Academy. First, we'll be visiting the Manufacturing Academy, which is often called GWAMA. In 2013, the campus opened its doors to an inaugural class of nearly 70 students. Since then, that number has more than doubled. The school's administration sees this growth as a reflection of the resurgence of vocational education. The high school juniors and seniors that attend the academy learn about things like robotics, electronics, and even get welding experience. This is Behind the Story. It's 8:05 a.m., and the first bell of the day rings throughout the halls at the Greater Waco Advanced Manufacturing Academy. The halls are filled with some students shuffling their way into first period and some teachers ushering those kids into class. But by this time, 17-year-old Bridget Wafer, a senior at Riesel High School, is already in math working on the day's assignment. Like the other students that attend GWAMA, Bridget comes from one of 14 partnering schools, some as far as 60 miles away. During the school's two-year programs, these students learn about things like electronics and robotics, or acquire trade skills like welding. They can even take their math and science courses here. The chemistry class has a metallurgy component to it, so kids learn what happens to metals when they're welding them. But Bridget is here for robotics. She says ever since she was a kid, she was fascinated by the world of wires and artificial intelligence.
I've always wanted to build robots since I was little. When I was younger, they made us do a project, and my choice was to build a fake robot that would do everything for you.
In her robotics class, Bridget has continued that childhood dream. She's learning to program Neo, a humanoid robot which the students at GWAMA have affectionately dubbed Ditto.
Congratulations on your first interactive application. Let's hope you'll do a lot of them so we can do more and more things together.
This is all part of a day's work for Bridget and the students at GWAMA, from programming the movements of robots to building rockets that will launch 800 feet into the air. Quick side note, the students are launching these rockets at SpaceX. Yeah, SpaceX. Pretty cool, right? Okay, back to the story. The need for these types of vocational skills is what led the Waco business community and education circles to establish GWAMA in 2013. The school's assistant director, Dustin Davison, says the school helps students to develop those sought-after labor skills, and in doing so, also addresses another pressing community issue, poverty.
We really feel that we are affecting a community because we are training students to possibly go out and get that better job than what their parents have. And we are changing that poverty level, you know, one kid at a time, really, and giving a student every opportunity that they can.
The cost to attend GWAMA is covered by a student's school district. Throughout the Lone Star State, districts are eligible to receive extra funding for students that are in approved Career and Technology Education, or CTE, programs. According to the Texas Education Agency, districts receive 35% more funding for students enrolled in CTE programs than for students that aren't. Additionally, the appeal of CTE courses were bolstered by House Bill 5. You may recall HB 5, which the Texas legislature passed in 2013. The bill changed graduation requirements for Texas students and did away with some end-of-course assessments too, but it also required students to earn a quote-unquote endorsement in a specific field, like STEM subjects or public services or business and industry. This, Davison believes, helped to spur interest in career and technology education.
Our students are coming out of high school and they have a long list of things that they can actually do, and that's something that's, you know, that's so important and crucial in the Waco area.
Back in her robotics class, Bridget is trying to program Ditto so it'll wave hello. When she graduates this spring, she and the other students in the robotics academy will leave with 9 hours of credit at TSTC. Welding and precision manufacturing students come out with 12 credits. For Bridget, coming here helped her realize what she wanted to do. She sees herself transferring these credits to TSTC, and she eventually wants to go to either Texas A&M or Tarleton State University.
See, if I had the choice to go back and change my decisions, I wouldn't. I wouldn't change anything. I like this program. It's what I'm passionate about. Doing the robots and all this.
After she packs up Ditto, Bridget gathers her books and heads towards the bus that will take her back to Riesel, where she'll go to her English class. But she'll be back tomorrow, working towards her future. And now, we'll hear more from Dustin Davison, Guama's assistant director. Dustin, thanks for talking with KWBU today.
No problem. Thank you.
First off, Dustin, can you tell me a little bit about what really got the idea for the Manufacturing Academy going? What was the impetus behind it?
Yeah, well, what it was Waco lost a big manufacturing company, and because they said that Waco didn't have a trainable workforce. So they didn't have enough skilled laborers is the basic deal. So the business league approached the school district and, kind of threw out this idea. And the business guys, they're still very involved. We have over a 40 member advisory board that meets with us monthly and guides us on what the industry is doing. They help out in many different ways. They help us by guiding, by vision. They also help out by some financially. If there's something that needs to be purchased or whatever, we can get grants through their foundations. They also come in and mentor our students. And so we'll have, business guys that come in and mentor our students for a year and get to know them. And, so possibly they could, hire them straight out of here and have already spent 8 months with them, getting to know them and seeing their work, because they kind of do a interview process with the mentorship, but then they also watch them work in the shop and they can give them pointers and different things like that.
So the Academy opened its doors in 2013, going on year three now. What's the enrollment been like here at the Academy, and how many students do you usually expect to enroll?
Right. Their very first year was 60 students. Last year, I think it was up to 150, and then this year we started out with 180. Next year, we're putting everything together to try to have a 300-plus school. We want to have over 300 students. Ultimately, our goal is to get to about 500, and about 500 we'll make it a lottery system. Right now, any student in the Waco area can attend, and it's 100% free. Their school district covers the bill. Mainly that was because of the House Bill 5 that came out that supports the vocation, the vocational learning and different things like that. So, students can come here, and as long as they come from any public high school.
So House Bill 5 helped subsidize that cost, or how did the passing of that bill actually help?
CTE classes, which is what these are considered, are actually funded more than a regular class at their home campus. So if they take a CTE class, then, you're getting like a 30% more in your funding than you would if you're just taking a regular math class. So,
when I came to visit the school, I saw the buses outside, and there are lots from other districts, Riesel, Mahaya. How many districts do you partner with?
We partner with 12 different school districts. That includes Waco ISD. Waco ISD, we take three different high schools. So we have Waco High, we have University High, and then we have Brazos, which is a credit recovery. We partner with Methodist Children's Home, so that's a very special partnership with us to be able to serve those kids, and maybe, the kids that have maybe had some troubles in their life. And then we have a lot of the surrounding schools. We have, Midway, China Spring, McGregor, Troy, Mahaya, and then we've already had four or five school districts that I think are going to sign on for next year that are brand new. One all the way about an hour away is Blum, is very interested. It's a really small school. And Corsicana has even approached us, and that is a stretch, and that's a little far away, But they, their school district, their assistant superintendent told us they want their kids to know that there is stuff outside of their town. And you may have to go an hour to get to it, but it's, there is stuff outside of your town, and it's well worth it. Kind of a story that the Mahia counselor said is the very first week the kids were like, you know, I got to get up and I got to sit on a bus for 45 minutes and get over there. Once they got over here and they realized what we were doing over here, I mean, they love it. And we don't have any attendance problems. I mean, those kids are on that bus. They're over here. And we, what we do is we stagger our start time with our healthcare academy. We also have a healthcare academy. And that way a bus can come in and drop their students off here, take their kids to the healthcare academy, drop them off there, and then same thing with pickup. They can pick them up here, then they can go pick them up at the healthcare academy, and then head back to Mahia. And they, and with the 8-period days that most high schools went to, it gets them back in, right in the middle of lunch, and they're able to eat lunch and then take their afternoon classes.
So if a student at a partnering high school has any interest, they just sign up, or what's the application process like?
Yeah, we recruit them. So we have two full-time recruiters that that partner, that go up to the schools, and we'll do lunch visits. We do, you know, promotions. We do different things. We give out, we give away a bunch of stuff. So, but you know, when you take that Neo robot out there and it starts dancing and talking to them, kids flock to it. We also have virtual welders that the students can weld right there in the cafeteria of a school or whatever. And, you know, it's just ran off of plugging it into the wall, and you don't have to pay for any extra, you know, rods or anything. And it's not dangerous either.
What are the main subjects or core areas you teach here at Guama?
So for our math and science, we teach a geometry and construction. So not only are they learning geometry, but they're learning how to apply that in a construction. We partner with Habitat for Humanity, and we, every Habitat for Humanity house gets an 8x8 shed on a slab behind the house. Well, we're prefabbing that shed for them. So we do all the walls, and then we send it over there. Well, then those walls just go together. They put the roof on, and it's done. So we've done that. Our other math, we also teach Algebra 2, and we teach stats and risk management, which is this personal and business finance. And, you know, that's a huge math that we put in this year that I truly believe in, because I don't think high schools – And very few people get a realistic personal finance course in their life. So we teach everything from debit cards, credit cards, the dangers of credit cards, debt, you know, buying a car, buying a house. You know, we'd play the stock market game, just all the different things that you wouldn't normally get, writing a check. I mean, you know, a lot of people don't know how to write a check. And so we teach that to them as a senior level math. We also have pre-calculus if students want to go that track, if they're looking at going to engineering. So that's our math. Our sciences, we teach a chemistry that has a metallurgy component to it, meaning we're teaching them why the metals do what they do when they're welding them, and when you're manufacturing, they're, you know, machining them and different things. So that's kind of a cool part that they don't get in a normal high school. We teach principles of technology, which is an applied physics class. That class does about 75% labs. Those kids are in the lab all the time, so they love it. Very few, they take notes for a day, and then they're in the lab for 3 or 4 days, so it's really cool in that regards. And then our senior level is the engineering design and presentation, which is our rocketry class. And, that's huge. Our students go out and test their rockets at SpaceX, and then they go out and shoot in a competition later at SpaceX as well. So with SpaceX being a partner of ours, they're on our advisory board. They help guide us and everything. That's a huge thing. So those are the sciences we offer right now. And then, then the three academy areas are, we have welding, we have precision manufacturing, and we have electronics and robotics. And all three of those are dual credited through TSDC. Electronics and robotics, the students come out with 9 hours of college credit. And then welding and precision manufacturing, they come out with 12 credits. And so what we've seen is Waco ISD is 90% poverty level. It's a very high poverty level. And what what we've noticed is that students come to us and they end up with 12 hours of or 9 hours of college credit, and they're like, you know what? I'm already in college. I can just finish this out. And so it's kind of a neat thing. And we really feel that we are affecting a community because we are training students to possibly go out and get that better job than what their parents have. And we are changing that poverty level, you know, one kid at a time, really, and giving a student every opportunity that they can. Another bonus that the students get is we have Seminar Fridays, and on Seminar Fridays they get forklift certified, they get OSHA 10 certified, and they get basic life support and CPR certified. So they are leaving here with a resume full of stuff where I personally graduated with my bachelor's, and when I graduated with my bachelor's, I was like, well, write a resume. I was like, well, I can't do anything. You know, where our students are coming out of high school, and they have a long list of things that they can actually do, and that's something that's, you know, it's so important and crucial in the Waco area.
You know, it seems like for so long, there's been such a heavy emphasis on the traditional four-year college plan. Finish high school, get your bachelor's degree, do this, do that. But it seems now that, you know, administrations are beginning to realize that there's been a certain neglect of vocational or technical teaching. Would you say that that's been the sentiment here?
I definitely agree. The Texas government passed House Bill 5, which, you know, I talked about earlier, that schools can get endorsements and actually get praised more for the more vocational opportunities that they provide for their students. And so there is a more push, not even locally, but even statewide, and even nationwide. You know, I was watching 60 Minutes, and Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, they asked him, they said, well, you know, Apple is an American company, but everything is made in China. Why is that? And he said, because China heavily invested in vocation, where if you take the number of people in America that can run a tap and die tooling set, it would fit in a small room. If you take the number of people in China, it's going to be, I mean, a huge banquet hall full of people. So, so that's where I think America is starting to realize that, it's a four-year university is great for some people, but for some people they want to work with their hands, and so the vocations are very important as well. And I think it's slowly starting to change back. I think as we start seeing, you know, there's a lack of plumbers, there's a lack of electricians, and when you look at housing booms and you can't get your house built because there's nobody to do that work, or there are people but they charge a huge premium because there's not very many, that's when you start seeing people really start looking back and you're like, you know, that stuff is, the vocations are very important, and not everybody is the same, and we don't need to cookie cut mold every student. You know, every student is different, and we need to treat them like they are different, and if they're better with their hands, maybe they need to go into vocation. If they want to go the traditional four-year route, then they can. If they want to maybe, you know, kind of do both, they can come to a place like Guama, get some certifications, and then go to an engineering route and a four-year, and then now they come out with both, the best of both worlds, and that makes the best, you know, engineers and everything. SpaceX, one of our partners, has told, you know, Baylor Engineering, look, you guys produce the smartest engineers, but they can't build a lot of things. And so we're actually partnering with Dennis O'Neill, the dean of engineering at Baylor, into possibly getting the Baylor engineering students out to our facility to learn in the summers how to machine different things, how to weld, and so that way all it does is it just makes Baylor engineering have a stronger student that they're putting out, because that's what industry is looking for. They don't want that book smart person. They want that book smart person that can build something as well.
And going back to what you said earlier about kids realizing what they want to do, I was talking to Bridget, and she said even as a kid, she loved robotics, but it wasn't until she got here that she really developed that passion for it. And now she knows what she's going to do post-graduation. I mean, she has it all mapped out.
Right, and that's one of the things we do on our seminar days. You know, we do our forklift certifications and all that, but we also do resume writing. We do college processes, and we're really guiding them into whichever way that they want to go. You know, that's what we tell people. If you come here, you really have three options by leaving here. You can go straight to work. Our business, we have a job fair here that our business partners hire our students every single year. We, you know, most of our students actually continue on to TSDC. They're already done with the first semester of their college, you know, their college, you know, at TSDC. So why not finish it? And then, you know, we have a good amount of students that go to a four-year university and maybe pursue the same field or engineering, or they may go something totally different. I know we have a female welder that she wants to be a doctor, but she knows that skilled precision of welding and the accuracies that you have to have will translate to when she wants to become a doctor. And she's also said, if I get into college and I'm not really liking the pre-med, I always have something to fall back on, and I can always come back and weld because I've already learned that here.
And that's, you know, like you said, that's the difference.
You know, that's what I tell students is that I didn't decide what I wanted to do until I was about 21. And so, you know, a lot of times, you know, schools are making students decide in eighth grade or ninth grade. And it is good to have a general track that you want to know. But when you think about, you know, what's my end game, you may not know that until you're 21 or 22. And if you always have something that you really like to do and something hands-on, you know you can always fall back on that.
Is that the greatest benefit to the students here when they walk out, when they graduate, that they have that extra skill set?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, our welders leave AWS certified. So they can really go into any factory and say, look, I'm certified on these positions, and then they can test with that factory. Our precision metal students come out CNC operators. They get their certification through NIMS, which is a nationally accredited agency, and they can take this card into any factory and be like, you know, I'm a licensed CNC operator. And then our electronics and robotics, they get our FANUC robotic arm certification, which the FANUC controller is used in many industries as well. But we've also had business partners tell us, if a student comes to us and on their resume it says they're a FANUC robotic arm operator, even if they don't have a FANUC robotic arm in their factory, they're going to interview them and they're going to talk to them because that's something kind of cool that just not everybody has. And so they also know that they've been in a process somewhere that's taught them how to critically think and how to work with your hands. And that's one of the key things that I think students get out of here is they get a wide range of experiences where they know how to work with their hands. And they've been put in experiences where they have to think critically and read blueprints and design different things. And that's why we love our rocketry class so much, is because it's not really one of our academies, but students have to design their own rocket and shoot it 800 feet in the air, and it has to land safely and carry a payload of an egg that doesn't break. So when you think about a problem set and you know, designing something to solve this problem, that's what's important in life and, you know, in this nation is, here's the problem, what are we going to do about it? And the people that can do something about it, that's what we're trying to produce, is we're trying to produce, you know what, I've had problem sets before, here's how I dealt with my problem, here's what I designed, here's how I did with it, and you can apply that to many areas of life.
Thanks for talking to KWB today, Dustin.
No problem. Thank you.
Dustin Davison is the assistant director at the Greater Waco Advanced Manufacturing Academy. And now we'll hear our original story on the Greater Waco Advanced Healthcare Academy. Last August, the Healthcare Academy opened its doors to an inaugural class of nearly 80 students. These high school juniors and seniors came from 10 area districts to take classes that would help them prepare for a career in healthcare. Attending this campus has given them hands-on experience at local nursing homes and hospitals. On any given day, you'll hear the sounds of heart rate monitors resonating throughout the simulation lab at the Greater Waco Healthcare Academy. In this room of the newly renovated Vikings Hill Elementary, there are two rows of hospital beds, 13 in total. In each bed, there's a mannequin. Some are programmable, meaning instructors can manipulate them to test students, and some are geriatric, allowing students to learn how to properly care and handle elderly patients. Before a touring group of students from La Vega High School, Healthcare Academy Assistant Director Crystal Wilson demonstrates how the programmable mannequins work.
So right here we've got all of our vital signs. Our teachers could definitely set these to be whatever so that they can test your skills to make sure that you are reading things accurately before you go and practice on real people. You guys do go out into the community and work on real people. So the skills that you do on the mannequins are then transferred to real people in our community.
Within their first year, students at the Healthcare Academy do clinical rotations at nursing homes. By their second year, they're in hospitals, gaining experiences in different departments, like the neonatal intensive care unit. The rotations are part of a unique collaboration with local hospitals and community partners. Brandon Cope, director of the Greater Waco Academies, says the Healthcare Academy and its companion school, Guama, operate as multi-district magnet schools.
These schools provide students an opportunity, a unique opportunity to experience a career in an industry that they have a desire to work in a non-traditional educational format. Does that make sense? You know, it's you can read about it in a book, but when you actually get out and start doing it, the learning comes to life.
Like Guama, the driving force behind the Health Academy was simple. There was a need for well-trained students ready to enter the workforce. When students graduate from the academy, they'll have the background and knowledge to become certified nurse assistants. And for some students, like those in this year's advanced CNA course, local hospitals have even offered them a position upon graduation and certification. Some students, like Christina Marquez, a senior at Waco High, will use the skills learned here to have a leg up on the competition. She says she became interested in the healthcare field when her father was in the hospital and she witnessed the care and support the nurses and doctors provided her family.
For me, I always knew I wanted to do something in the medical field, but I just didn't know what I wanted to do and I didn't know how to get there. So with this program, it's interesting to know that it's a step further, a step ahead of everyone else who doesn't know what they want to do.
You can have them answer yes and no questions.
Back on the tour of the campus, interested students are getting a look at the Healthcare Academy's other facilities, which include a phlebotomy lab where students learn how to draw blood using lifelike mannequin arms, a computer lab, and even a locker where they can change into their nursing scrubs. It's all modeled to reflect the environments and scenarios that students would experience in an actual hospital. Even their teachers are former nurses. It all prepares them for their clinical rotations in nursing homes and hospitals. Wilson says this design helps the academy offer students everything they need for a future in healthcare.
My goal is to provide all of our students with information so they can make good decisions without wasting time, energy, or money, regardless of the end path that they want to take.
For 17-year-old Dwight Tierney Coleman, the path she's on will see her become a certified nursing assistant. But it's the short term she's still trying to figure out.
My next step after this is to become a CRNA. I plan on going to Sam Houston, but I actually got another acceptance letter to MCC, so I kind of want to stay down here with my family, so I don't know yet. But I want to get my CRNA and go to Hillcrest and work on renal.
In the fall, the Healthcare Academy hopes to see more students like Coleman come through its doors. Right now, they have roughly 85 applicants and are hoping to get about 200 come August.
The beds and making sure that you're doing everything proper protocol so that when you are in the hospital, if you have to train.
This has been Behind the Story. In this episode, we explored Waco's two multi-district magnet schools, the Greater Waco Advanced Manufacturing Academy and the Greater Waco Advanced Healthcare Academy. To hear this episode and past episodes of Behind the Story, you can visit our website at kwbu.org.